And you're listening to the Wednesday afternoon show with me, Dave Mack,
Ross,
and Lily.
Yep, and we are joined by Georgia Nicole.
Hello.
How's it going? You right?
Yeah, good. You okay?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
A pleasure. We always like having, well, we like having anyone coming in for a chat, but
yeah,
as our backgrounds is very much music, it's nice to have fellow musicians in to chat about what they're doing. And one thing that's great on the Isle of Wight is the amount of local music that's going around. And obviously, we'll talk about it in a moment, but obviously you're part of the Platform One crew as well.
Yeah, I did 5 years at P1.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy, because I've only been on the island for 6.
Oh, wow. So you filled it up pretty much with full P1.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Well,
yeah, that's good going. And you're still playing the music, even though you're not there anymore as well.
Yep.
And I do remember actually having the pleasure of interviewing you at the Isle of Wight Festival.
That's where I know your face from.
Yes, it's me.
I recognise you from somewhere.
Yeah,
but
it was me. Yeah, so I think it was up at the, was it the Cashmere?
At Cashmere,
yeah. Popped up there and had it, and you were my first interview of the weekend. And I won't lie, I was a little bit nervous at that point, weirdly. Because,
well, there was a lot of technical things that were going wrong as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. I'm glad you remember that. Yeah, yeah. I was getting used to my Rode mics, and yes, I did have a little bit of issue. And I didn't quite plan how good they were either, because you know when we said let's go aside to talk,
yeah,
we didn't need to, because even couldn't hear anything in the background. They're great mics.
Nice.
But admittedly, yeah, I hit a bit of a nervous moment there, actually, for some reason. I think it's because I was out of my comfort zone. I'm used to being in the studio and talking to people rather than out and about. And, yeah, but anyway, so thank you for bearing with me on that one and agreeing to come in and talk to me again, especially after that. So, but I did come and watch you as well. I did see your set that you did with the guy that did the Real Slim Shady.
Josh.
Yes, yeah, he was brilliant as well. That was really good. Because you had your, was it Paramore tribute?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm a fan of Paramore, good band, and so are you.
Love a bit of Paramore.
Yeah. We've even got footage of you singing.
Oh, yeah.
Some Paramore. What do you mean? It's good. Lily, you know you're a good vocalist.
It's the fact that, so for my A-level, we had to make our own music videos.
God.
So it's that.
Yeah.
So it's just funny.
What song did you do?
Still Into You.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good tunes. Mm. Well, oh no, I thought you were going to have a sing song then. No, it's fine. It's all right. It's cool.
Good.
So your love of music still very much there, even though you're not a P1 anymore. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. Obviously, we've got this debut EP that's coming out on April the 8th, which I must admit, I had listened to it earlier. It's brilliant. It's really good.
Thanks, appreciate that.
So what are the plans for Georgia?
Yeah, so I'm trying to make it my year, you know. I feel like 2026 is going to be a very building block year for me, because I'm no longer a student. And I kind of know the direction I want to head in musically. I've kind of discovered my identity and where I fit within, like, the massive, broad genre that's rock.
Yes.
And so I feel like this year I'm putting all of my building blocks down so that I can take 2027 and just go with it and have everything already in place.
Nice. Oh, that sounds exciting.
So,
I like that, okay.
Yeah.
So what are the plans? Have you got any gigs planned this year or...?
Yeah, I've got a couple solo ones just dotted around pubs around the island.
Okay.
And I'm doing Isle of Wight Festival again, but obviously I can't say anything about where or when.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because it all gets announced and stuff
as
well. They
have to do it first, yeah.
But they know they'll be able to come and see you somewhere.
Yes, somewhere over the festival, over the weekend, I will be there.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'll pop by and interview you again. And hopefully a little bit smoother than last time.
It all goes to plan this time.
Yes, it did. It actually, when we played it out, it didn't sound too bad, actually. Did you ever listen back to it?
I did, yeah.
Want too cringeworthy?
No, I don't really remember it. Oh. I think it was... Because it was just after we'd finished playing, I believe.
Yes, it was, yeah.
So I was a bit like... The adrenaline was still high and I did the interview. And then I found my mum and she was like, what did you say? And I was like, I've got no idea.
But, fair play. There's nothing wrong with that. So tell us a little bit about this debut EP that you've got. So what's it called?
A Little Bit of It All.
Nice.
Just a bit of a tongue twister to say.
A Little Bit of It All.
Yeah, I feel like I've got to go really posh to get the T's out.
Yeah. Which obviously you said originally you're from Yorkshire.
Yeah, so it goes against everything. I actually don't.
Oh, really?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
It's a shame to my ancestors. I hate tea.
Oh, actual tea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I must admit.
Is that not what you were on about?
It wasn't. I meant the letter tea, but at the same time, yeah, that is weird. It's very different. Okay.
I can make a great cuppa, I just don't drink them.
Ah, see, I'm a sucker for a cup of tea.
I'm the same. Make a good one, but don't like it.
Really? Oh, I love it. And it is Yorkshire tea that I'd use as well. But even though there's many other great tea bags out there. Sorry, we have to say that. So tell us a little bit about the making of your debut EP. So do you obviously record this on the island? Is something you did yourself, or do you do it in a studio? Or?
So every song on the EP I did at Mustard Studios with Guy Page.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was such like a really fun process because the only other studio I'd used before was at P1, and that doesn't... It is a studio, it counts as a studio, but it was my friends, my like tutors who I'd known for years in there, so it was not really that stressful.
Yeah.
And then I went to Guy, and I was like, I'd met him for half an hour a couple of weeks before when we got a coffee, and that was the only interaction I had with him, and I was terrified. And I got there and Steph was there as well. And I was like, oh my God, this is more people.
Ooh,
and he's not
pressure.
Got a private vocal room. So I had to do it in front of everyone. And I was just like, this is entirely out of my comfort zone. But I think I've done five sessions with Guy now.
Okay.
And they're great. They're really fun. His dog's always there.
Harry.
I love Harry so much. He's such a sweetheart.
I met Harry, actually.
Oh, so do you remember when they had Peach?
The
cafe.
Oh, yes.
He was always in there.
Oh, okay.
He was just like, you'd walk through and he would come running up to you. He looks quite scary, but he's like the softest little puppy.
Aww. He's so sweet.
Yeah. I love dogs.
so sweet.
I love dogs no matter how. Some people like pugs. I'm like, how do you like a pug? They're ugly. I'm like, no, they're not. They're so cute. There's a dog. Any dog's cute to me anyway.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh, that's cool. So you obviously had good time in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I must admit, Guy, I do know him. And he's a fantastic producer
he's
and everything
amazing.
As well. So that'll explain why it sounds so good as well.
All the drums as well are Guy.
Oh, really?
Okay, cool.
So what would you say is your favourite song on your new EP?
Oh, God.
Or maybe the most personal, the one with most meaning to you?
It'd probably have to be Two Alive, which is the single I released first from the EP. So that one's already out. But, it's lyrically... I write a lot about bad relationships and, like, exes and stuff like that. And this was the first song I wrote that was kind of about the negatives with myself, not with anyone else.
Okay. Yeah, so it's self-reflection.
Yeah.
Right. Fair enough.
But I love it. We wrote it about a week, 2 weeks before last year's White Noise, and then performed it at White Noise, and everyone was like, this is the best song you've got. This is your sound. This is amazing. And it's kind of the reason now why we know what sort of like sonic direction we want to go in.
Got you. So have you got a permanent band or?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, they're all ex... Well, one of them's still at P1, but they're all P1 students.
Nice. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've had a great fun recording it and writing it.
Yeah.
So what would you say... Obviously, you said it's linked to, your own kind of experiences as well.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find that writing it? Did it help teach you anything yourself? Did it, you know...
Yeah, I'm really weird when it comes to my emotions because I'm hyper aware of them, but I also know I don't really feel them in the moment that it's happening.
Right, okay.
I have to like sit back and look at it, and then I'm like, oh, this is why I reacted this way because I was feeling like this.
Right, got
it. So it's kind of if the emotions get too much for me, I just jot them out, and for some reason, I just wrote it down as a song this time.
Okay,
and yeah, that's how it came about.
Nice. So, it sounds wrong, but are you in a relationship now?
Yes,
I am. So luckily, this isn't a song about your any recent relationships then.
No, right. Everything on this was written years ago.
Oh,
don't worry.
Okay, so you've ironed those creases out, and that's why your partner with now is so happy, yes?
Yes. He's not got a song written about him yet.
Oh,
and he's always like, when are you going to write one? I'm like, you don't want me to. Because I can't write happy.
Oh, really?
So
it's very Taylor Swift, almost, in that sense. Actually,
yeah.
You're giving me that look.
They're not all about exes. Like, a lot of them are. But we just listened to one that wasn't.
I know. Admittedly, though, it was still called The Man, even though it was run like The Man. It
wasn't about a man.
It wasn't, no. Amen. Oh, no, sorry. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But no, brilliant. Okay, so what's the name of your debut EP?
A Little Bit of It All.
Yeah, that was it. I knew I wouldn't get it right the second time. So thank you very much. And you've got three songs on it.
Yep.
And that is Homeless, Two Alive, and...
Rising Sun.
Yeah. And you can get all of them on all the platforms, so...
Hopefully.
As long as technology does its job, it will be, I take it, yes?
Yeah, I'm not the best with technology, but I just ticked a box that said all streaming platforms, so hopefully that is all of them.
Okay, cool. So on April 8th, you can hear the other songs, including one that you've got out already as well. And either ways, take a listen, because I'll tell you what, I've had a listen myself and it's fantastic, and it's a good example of local music at its best. So and if you see any gigs, you've got any gigs coming up soon?
Probably should have looked that up before I came in.
Okay, fair enough. So is there anywhere where they can check out where you're playing next?
Yes, I post it on my Instagram, which is _georgia.nicole, or my Facebook, which is just Georgia Nicole. And I am in the process of making a website.
So stay tuned for that. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for coming in the studio. It's been great to talk to you about it.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Not really.
No?
I can't really remember what I've said, but I think I've said everything I wanted to, so...
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, either way, it's been fantastic to have you in here. And we'll have you back at another point as well.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Oh, brilliant. And, wow, what a way to end the interview with... playing out one of your songs off your new EP, and it's one of the unreleased ones, I believe. We've got a Homeless queued up, and take a listen. Hope you enjoy it, guys, and we'll be back in a moment. Thank you very much, Georgia.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.